right, welcome to the Boruto podcast. It is 2025. This is the first podcast of 2025. The podcast is almost two, but kind of. It's pretty much over a year old now. I want to thank everyone for coming. We have Watch Boruto, Marty, we got Nara, Strix, Kata, and Walls. So this episode is the Caution Koji episode. Everyone who's here, if you have any input, you want to put something, just put it in the chat if there's anything you want to say. For those who are listening, we also have the Boruto Club. You go to boruto.club instead of .com, it's .club. Or you can go to twobluevortex.com. That is also our website. All right, so let's get started with Caution Koji. So Caution Koji, we all know he's pretty much, or he is, kind of a recreation, a clone of Jiraiya with actual DNA of Jiraiya. And I got to say, I think Amuro, it's pretty crazy that Amuro was able to do all that. And like, you'd think Orochimaru would have done it by now. But it's this guy, Amuro. So, does Amuro know Caution Koji would get a power, or do you think it was by chance?
I think he knew, like, because, you know, he implanted him with the Rasengan, the anything Jiraiya uses. I forget what the hair one is called, but the hair one. He uses Toad, so he's clearly putting them up so that he could have some type of fighting capability. Because his whole purpose, right, was to defeat Jigen so that Ishiki comes out. And by defeat, I mean just, you know how it is. They weren't going to win ever. But, so he definitely knew he was going to get some type of power. And then also we find out he gets Shibai cells in him. So it's definitely he's trying to get something out of that. But I don't think he knew it would be anything.
Well, out of all the quote-unquote clones or cyborgs that Caution Koji has worked with, all of them have... Was there one that hasn't got any powers and had Shibai cells?
I mean, they said all of Kara got the Shibai cells. So then that's, what, 10 people? Assuming not Amuro, right? Assuming Amuro doesn't give himself some stuff, even though I think he do, or would, it'd be 9 people. And then of the 9 people, only like 3 of them died, really, right? It would be in no order. It would be Deepa when he got crushed. I don't think he survived, or got a power right then. And then it would be, who else was dead? Oh, Boro, right? He got vaporized by Momoshiki possessing Boruto. So I don't think he got a power. And then Victor, he got killed by Caution Koji. So no power there. And then of the remaining that I'm pretty sure is still alive, right? Everybody else is accounted for. Kawaki, Boruto. Yeah, that's everybody, I think. It's only been 3 deaths out of 10, I think. But of those 7, only what? Caution Koji got one. Ada and Damon, but they're not Kara. They're just cyborgs. So, you know. Like, he made them probably not as to be a part of Kara because they don't have the little tattoo set where they have the numbers corresponding to whatever. I don't even know if they correspond to anything. Assuming it is, or it does, because it would just make sense. Like, why would you number them if they're not to, you know, be anything, right? But I don't know. I think everybody else just hasn't been put in that scenario, right? Because we don't even know if death is the scenario to awaken anything. Just like
it might be. Mangekyo. I think that was just Caution Koji's scenario.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, But I, you know, the fact that there's should buy sells. Okay, so then we also have to take Kawaki into account. If Kawaki has limiters on his abilities, then how would Amuro even control that ability and put limiters on it? Even with code, like how is that even possible? So I feel like that shows us that like Amuro knows what he has given these people. And would that mean Kawaki very soon in the manga, he's gonna get his limiters taken off, probably next chapter.
That's what they want us to think.
I mean,
because you know how it is with Boruto. Hey, the most unpredictable chapter.
So if Kawaki gets his limiters off though, that means that basically that power he's getting is Shibai's power? Is that what this is confirming?
Probably not. Just because limiters doesn't automatically grant him another ability, right? Look at Code. Code, another Kara member. So that means that he has Shibai cells in him. Whether it did anything, we don't know. Probably not, right? Because he's a dud. He's a dud karma guy. Vessel, I mean. So if he can't get the karma, then I don't think he could get anything off of the Shibai cells. Unless that's why. Unless he does get something off of the Shibai cells, which means he can't be a karma guy no more.
I thought the claw marks was that. I thought the claw marks was an Otsutsuki thing that he got.
It is a Shinjutsu, but...
Exactly. That's all of Shibai's powers are, Shinjutsus.
Yeah, but that's... Even before he took his limiters off, he had those. Right? So, like,
for Kawaki... Limiters are different, though. And the limiters are different. If we're going to take Kawaki, my guess... If he gets limiters off, would be, you know how he can do like explosions with his arm, his hand, like on a bigger level, like mine, like imagine we're looking at a third eye view of the village, and it's like you see building after building just getting destroyed, boom, 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 and he can combine it with his Sukuna Kona or something, like just using his eye to fucking blow shit up.
Yeah, that would imagine. Some answer for why the village is destroyed in episode one, but no, I'm saying like he has the claw marks, right? Code, he already had them when he had the limiters on him, so he had less, you know, he was nerfed or whatever. And then
what's up, Boruto fan and Theo? Y'all should pull up. Yeah, continue.
When they took it off, the only thing that I saw was that Code said now he can do stuff that he couldn't do before because of the limiters. So if anything, it would be better application or better endurance or whatever of whatever's abilities that they already have. So if you take it off of Kawaki's, right, his limiter is about to get removed, probably. I don't think so, but probably. It would probably just boost him like it did Code. I don't think it would give him a new, now I got another ability, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because looking at Code, he's the only other one that had limiters that we know of, right?
That brings me on to the next question. That's the next question on the list. Does Kosh and Koji have limiters?
Yeah. I don't think so, because...
Because, you know, he would have want him to go full force against Yura and Jigen.
So, I think the conception of Kosh and Koji is why I don't think he has or had any limiters. Because going back to the numbers thing, right? Kosh and Koji got two numbers, or two lines, meaning number two, right? He has them on the, on the eyelid, right outside the edge of the eye, whatever, going down. So, number one is Delta, or Akabi, right? Because it's his daughter. So, number one is Delta. Number two is Kosh and Koji, someone who we don't know if they knew each other, but at least Amuro knew of Jiraiya, right? And not even that, but he's a full-fledged clone. Not even a cyborg that was some other human that got modified into looking like Jiraiya or whatever. He's a straight clone, like Mitsuki. That's what I think Mitsuki said one time.
He is a clone, yeah.
Yeah. So, just like how he cloned Akabi, right? And then cloned Jiraiya. into Delta and then Kashin Koji, and then also how they're 1 and 2 in the order of numbers, I don't think they would he would put limiters on there, because Code, I'm pretty sure, is what, 6? Right? VI? 6? Or am I tripping?
No,
because I know Kawaki is 9, and then Code, I'm pretty sure, is VI, which is 6. 6-9. But no, and then also the way he was talking about, or well, not he was, but the way they were talking about Amato and Jiraiya, right? When Ishiki had just came out, right? Kashin Koji fulfilled his duty, and then Ishiki talked to him about what's going on, right? Because Kashin Koji was not in the know. That was something that Naruto was like, hey, you told him he was going to, this is a no return mission, right? Then Amato was like, he didn't want to say nothing. But no, so Kashin Koji, Ishiki was telling Kashin Koji, oh, I see. So this is what Amato was trying to cling to. The possibility of change, the star of change, Jiraiya, the star of change, right? So if he's doing that and he's putting faith in whatever he thought of Jiraiya, and maybe whatever Jiraiya thought of him, I don't think that's, you know, both ways, though. I think it's only Amato knew of Jiraiya. Because I feel like they would tell us more if Jiraiya knew Amato before.
I think he's done some research. He's a smart guy. But
he's a legendary Sannin. So, of course, he's
going to be popular.
We know of him.
Yeah.
But what exactly it is, I don't know. But that's why I don't think he has limiters, though. Because of how he's talking and putting in regard Jiraiya.
Well, bro, I feel like he wouldn't have limiters because if Amato wanted him to go full force against Jura.
That too.
Or not Jura, Jigen.
Jura, yeah.
Not Jura. That's later. Yeah. Jigen. Yeah. He wouldn't need limiters. He needed to go full force. So the next thing is, so Koji fulfilled his programmed duty because he's technically a cyborg clone. He had a programmed duty and he fulfilled it pretty early on in Boruto. But does he now have free will to do whatever he wants?
I don't know. Because it depends also, on does he change from when we last seen him.
Hold on, you can't forget that he probably has a shutdown code that Amato has.
Oh, yeah. He said that when he saw Amato turn off Delta. He said, oh, I suspect I have one of those, too.
Yeah.
About the shutdown code.
So other than that, I feel like he should have free will now. Oh, look at the chat. Look at the voice chat. Shrik said something.
Yeah.
Shrik said, Kashin Koji having limiters could make sense because when you think about it, if Amato could already predetermine the force of each of the people he implemented Shibai cells or modifications, he would have already nerfed Kawaki without needing limiters. Same thing for Code. Although plot-wise, I don't see the point of Koji having limiters, but it's a possibility. I think when Amato says he, the works of God or whatever, like playing with the works of God, he's literally playing around with the works of God. Like, I feel like he just got so curious to do this stuff with a god's DNA, and he got access to that through probably Jigen. But I think it's like a playground, and he wants to see like what's gonna happen at the same. Like, of course, he might have his goal of saving his daughter, but at the same time, he could also be just playing around and seeing like what's going on, like. Like, oh, okay, what happens with this? And of course, he prepared by putting limiters and a shutdown code too. Nara said, replying to Strix, I feel like in some way he does. I mean, I didn't really expect Kawaki to have limiters, but like it happens, same way it can happen with Kashin Koji. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like Kashin Koji would have free will now.
So well, it just again depends on his view of himself, right? What is he now? Because before, right, in the Jigen slash Ishiki fight, which wasn't a fight, it was one side, when he got crushed, right, in that, he thought of himself as a tool just to be used, you know, he's a shinobi, that type of mentality. But so that means he definitely doesn't have any free will right there. But if he has changed from after learning, or well, not learning, but near death experience, and then boom, unlocks an ability that now they see everything, right? Or at least in the future, they see everything in the future. What would that do? I don't know, because essentially, he knows every possible scenario that he could be in, right? Because we don't know if he could see others. I'm pretty sure, no, it wouldn't make too much sense if it could. And it'd be crazy of a ability. But anything goes for a Shinjutsu, right? So now that he sees everything that at least he can do in the future, and he's picking and choosing which ones not to or not, or to do or not to do, I don't think that even constitutes free will. Because he's looking at everything, and then he's picking, okay, I'm going to just do this one then. It's a choice to do that one, and to not do the other thing, whatever those be. But it's predetermined. You know what I mean? Like, he's already, oh, I'm doing this for the greater good of the world. So it's, again, does he still view himself as a tool? Presumably so, because the way he's talking to Boruto, especially in the latest chapter where he was telling him, Boruto was asking him, like, a percentage-wise, what's the chances Team 7 without Boruto? And the whole Matsuri and Ryu thing, right? So he said, what'd he say? He said, we don't got time to think about it or whatever. And then he was like, you know, but it's putting him in the dark for some reason, which I don't think you would do if you had free will. I don't know. Like, but then again, it's also whatever he sees. Whatever he sees, he's clearly got, like, you know, some, I don't even know what you like to call it, but what he's doing is technically free will, because he's not doing it for anybody else. He's just doing it for the good of the world. But he sees it all already. You know what I mean? Like, it already happened to him.
It's just a too deep of a situation going on right now. But with him, he's everything so serious. But so Koji can see all possible futures and talk directly with Ada, as he understands her and her power more.
Well, not directly. Not completely directly. But he's indirectly.
He knows, that he's listening. He knows what he's doing is a way of communicating with her, which is very interesting. And he can also see all possible futures. So that's something that is opposite of Ada.
Yeah, right? I wonder why they would split that up, right? Omniscient being, or omnipotent, whichever one is the one that you can see everything. I wonder why the choice was to split it up past only and then future only. And present, I mean, with Ada.
If
also.
They gave all, dude, if they gave the future to Ada, she'd be fucking ridiculous, cracked. It wouldn't make sense.
Or if they gave Ada's abilities to him, it's the same, right? Now he sees them all. But the choice to split it up.
Well, does that mean that Shibai had all of that? Shibai had all of that.
That's what I'm saying. So if she,
it's crazy.
Even if it's split up in one person, it still comes from that one person with the cells, right? So I don't think, especially how Amado has been wrong about even the stuff that he did, I don't think he purposefully meant to do that. So I wonder why the whole only future and then past and present are separated. Because that's what Ada did, basically. Ada only looked at the past And Koji probably looked at the future to be like, oh yeah, I know you're about to see this. So let me tell you, you're a singularity of fate. But the choice to split that up, I feel right. like it has to do something with Shibai more than Amato, because Amato, he was wrong about the love charm, right? He thought the love charm was the thing that he gave to her, and then Momoshiki had to correct him and correct us, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't know how to get Akabi back, right? So he's clearly a smart guy, but he's not a smart guy like that. He's not Shibai. So if the choice was to split it up, it had to have been because Shibai did it on purpose like that, because I don't think it was possible for him to do it, especially since he said domain of gods. He's talking about God's work. So I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely God's work, but he's playing with God's. When we take Shibai and they say play, like theater, like a theatric, like a video or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the definition of it.
This is like a theater. It's a play, right? I'd say more of a play, that word, than theater. But to me, it's like Amato, he got himself in the situation with. This is genuinely like what my little theory is, and I didn't write this down and put it on toblueVortex.com, but pretty much Jigen was able to get Amato long ago, and Amato was in touch with whatever they got going on, and for many years they were he had Shibai's body. That's when he started the whole master plan and everything. Maybe there's time travel involved. I don't know if he had
Shibai's body. Right,
I feel like there's time travel involved. Yeah, but maybe Jigen did, and that's how he got access.
That's what I'm saying.
And you know, I think Amato is going with the word play, and he's playing with a god's powers. He's playing with Shibai's powers.
Hey, that's what I. In most stories that I've read, or just watched or experienced, whatever. Whenever that happens, it backfires on that guy, whoever it be that tries to meddle with gods, literally.
He knows it.
So
he knows he fucked up, probably. But he had no choice because he's so curious.
I don't know, because it's all for his daughter, right? It's this over that. He wants this way over that, except unless this is at the cost of the world. So clearly he has limits.
Yeah. So
because he stopped right there for it.
So lately we have Koji working with Boruto, Ada, and Shikamaru. And it's really cool that he's communicating with everyone through frogs. Almost like he's untouchable. Like, I mean, but he has to do combat at some point.
What does
he? He has to. He we've seen it before.
I don't know. The way he was talking to Boruto, he really doesn't want to be involved.
Well, with
like not it directly public, at least not publicly involved. Like,
well,
Boruto,
he has like an upper hand with the frogs, thing going on, but and that's beneficial for Boruto to like go wherever he wants, teleport easy. But I think it's really cool that we're at this point in the story where they're working together. I think that it took a while. It took what, a year? For the manga to implement it, but at this point, it seems like it rushed up real quick. Like, if you look at the story in general, Kashin Koji and Boruto on Shikamaru's side and having a team, like they team up with Ada and everything, like it kind of came up real quick that they did that.
Oh,
it feels quick.
Hey, it's all in the span of probably like a couple of days, if not one.
Yeah, exactly.
Disappear, and then they make a new one, Ryu, and then boom, again.
Yeah.
But they're looking for Boruto now.
So, what has Koji taught Boruto, and you think he's taught him all the Toad Sage stuff?
Well, it depends on how he learned it, right? Because he's a Sage, you know, with whenever in, he fought Jigen and Ishiki, he had Sage mode, but did he know it? Like, did he learn it? Or did he literally get born with it whenever he got made by Amato? Because if he was born with it, I don't think he would be able to know. But yeah, you got to do all this to get Sage mode.
Well, and I think he was born with it. So. I think he was born with it, but it's all like natural instinct. Like at this point, like it's very easy and like to do it to pull it off.
Right? He doesn't even have to know it. Boruto has to know it because he's teaching him everything Boruto will know.
You think they went to Mount Myoboku?
I think Boruto might have been able to because he already has with Snake Sage, right?
Yeah.
He passed all three tests. And then when it came time to learn Sage mode, he said, nah, I ain't even here for that. I'm here for this. And then he showed him a snake and then Mitsuki, you know, memories and stuff in the snake. But no, so Boruto. So he's just looking off of anything that Boruto will learn in any of whatever timelines that he's looking at. So is there a scenario where Boruto has downtime to go to Mount Byoboku? Because he doesn't know it now. And he hasn't gone before now, right? Except for the Snake Sage, but that's not Toad Sage. So if Boruto does go in the future, it'd have to be in a scenario where he has the time for it. Because, he has the threat of Kawaki on his back. He has the threat of Momoshiki inside him. And he has the threat of Jiren and them hunting him down. And then the village, the entire world, I mean. Not just the village. So, if Boruto has the time, then he could learn it, which means, at some timeline, he did learn it. And if he did learn it, then Kashin Koji will teach him that. Because that's what he said. He said, I'm going to teach you everything in the future you will know. But the way he said it, it sounded like he wants only one future you. Like, he's only looking at the one future Boruto to get all the ideas from. Or all the jutsus, I guess.
Also, the last thing that I wanted to mention, and then we can move on to everyone here who's listening or in the chat to say something they want about Kashin Koji, we'll talk about it. But I wanted to mention how I always thought the mask was kind of corny. And we know why they did it to make it mysterious, but it was kind of, I don't know, I think it's corny.
Well, it's supposed to be an owl mask, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like an owl mask. So I don't know if it's any like meaning behind that. I can't think of anything right now, but
the Anbu masks were cool, though.
Yeah, the Anbu masks were cool, but I don't think they had an owl, did they? No, I think, yeah, they did, actually. It was like big, double, rounded eyes with a rounded face on it. Which, like, no, but...
Koji's more slick.
No, if it's any, like, meaning behind the mask, because we already know the designs are by design, literally, on purpose like that. So everything on whatever person, on their character, the design matters. So maybe it has something to do with owls, bird, flight, I don't know. Or whatever owls mean in Japan. What does owl mean in Japan? I don't know. but yeah, I thought the mask was cool. Boruto fan?
Welcome. So, Boruto fan, you have anything you want to say about Kashin Koji?
Oh, is he Yeah, he is.
He's muted.
Yo!
Yo, Theo! Yo. Welcome.
What is up? What is up, guys?
Finally, Theo, special guest. So Theo, I'm sure you were listening to everything we said, and I posted everything in the threads, the Kashin Koji thread channel, in topics. But is there anything you want to talk about Kashin Koji? Oh, what's up, Boruto fan?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Kosh and Koji, I think earlier I was hearing whether Kosh and Koji had limiters or not.
Yeah. I think not.
Yeah, I think him having limiters is, it wouldn't be in character with Amato, because Amato, he always planned to overthrow Jigen or Ishiki. So having Kosh and Koji with limiters would be very counterintuitive. So it definitely, I just don't see him having limiters at all. He would be that exceptionary case. And because like he was so close to Kosh and Koji, Kosh and Koji was playing double agent. So like, there's no way like he should have limiters, because that'd be very, well, kind of stupid. Because if you're going to face a squirt against Ishiki Otsutsuki, you better have something very powerful up your sleeve. And Amato, clearly, you know, he has a lot of faith in, well, he has more trust in his plan, but he did have a lot of trust in Kosh and Koji, which it kind of makes me question why Kosh and Koji in the first, well, why Jiraiya's genetics in the first place. I get that, you know, Ishiki said, like, you know, like Jiraiya is supposed to be that symbol of hope for Amato, but why? This makes me question whether Amato knew Jiraiya personally, because like there's something strange going on. Maybe we'll get some backstory on this, but maybe we'll get like a secret like flashback of a younger Amato meeting Jiraiya. That'd be kind of cool.
What's the age gap right there? What's the age difference? Amato looks what, 50, 60? Because he has gray hair or white hair?
He would be like at the same age range as like Minato, honestly.
He'd be Minato?
Yeah. So yeah, like 30, he'd be.
Jiraiya would be like 60, 70? Because he's.
Yeah, Jiraiya would be like in his 60s or 70s by now. But late 60s and then his early 70s. So this makes me question whether like Amato is like a prime candidate for like actually like knowing Minato personally, or maybe he had like a very close relationship with Jiraiya. I'm kind of wondering about that, because there's probably some stuff we don't know about Jiraiya, like a secret meeting with someone. And well, because Jiraiya was well known and he was very influential and during his time, like he was a writer, he was a bit of a philosopher. Yeah, he was a pervert, but other than that, like Jiraiya was overall just a positive sort of person. Like people loved Jiraiya. They naturally loved him. So I don't know if Kosh and Koji, not Kosh and Koji, my mistake, Amato in the past, maybe he was like so impressed by Jiraiya, he wanted to like to preserve his genetics.
You know what I just thought about? And this reminded me of, it reminded me of Mugino.
Mugino.
So Mugino, yeah, the friend of Konohamaru, other Jonin, who fought Ao, right?
Oh, I remember now. So, I remember. Yeah. Oh, it's been a while. Yeah.
He got stabbed through the, you know, chest with his double-sided lightsaber on his arm.
Yep.
So it reminded me of him, because age range is the same, right? He's a young kid, and well, at least back then. In his flashback, young kid meeting a older, very popular person, with what's the name? Hiruzen, right? Yep. We saw Mugino; he was an assassin or a child assassin, which reminded me of Nagato and them, right? Nagato, Konan, and what's the name again? The Path of Pain Body. The real name of
Yahiko.
So Jiraiya has already done that, where he's like met with younger people, and then the age ranges would be about the same, right? It would be either Obito age or Minato age, which are still younger. And then in Mugino's, Hiruzen meets him as a kid, but he's a kid assassin, and then he you know, stops him from assassinating him. And then He tells him, you know, it's always going to be a place for you here in the village. Just use this and then boom. What if it's something like that? Because the age range is about the same for if Jiraiya was still alive and then Amado right now. It would be probably something like that where Jiraiya saves, just like he did Nagato and them. And then he even trained him a little bit. Saves them. And then they, for, you know, going forth, they always think highly of Jiraiya. But we saw how that turned out with Jiraiya and his pupils or whatever. So, well,
I mean, that's always interesting to me because to this very day, I think Jiraiya and his legacy, they're very significant. I always saw Jiraiya as a very special character, and I think Kishimoto knows that. And that's why, like, he created Kashin Koji, because, like, I feel like maybe, so Kashin Koji feels like some sort of, like, an extension of Jiraiya. Yes, he's a clone, but, like, in a way, I feel like Kishimoto's trying to say, like, hey, Jiraiya's story isn't 100% done. Like, he's still influencing the ninja world as we speak, and I think that's where Kashin Koji plays.
I mean, hey, he was writing a book, right? The Tale of Naruto Uzumaki. So that's what he called it when he, you know, sank to the bottom of the floor or the bottom of the ocean floor. Was it an ocean or a river or a lake at the hidden range? I just called it a note.
It was like a lake. It had to have been
a large lake. I think it connected to the ocean, actually. A river too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, it's like a hybrid of a lake and a river just connecting to the ocean.
Yeah. What do they call that again? I don't remember.
Like, hey, Boruto fan, or some shit. You have anything you want to mention about Kashin Koji?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up? All right, so what I want to say about Koji is I don't think he has limiters. I don't believe that. But one thing I can't say is I feel like he's lying. He's lying about certain stuff, and I feel like he's keeping a lot to himself. Like with this pre-science ability.
I thought that too a little bit. I thought like Kashin Koji may be hiding like a secret future. He doesn't want to tell Boruto because that, like, you know, like you don't want to give like your student or people like a negative response. Yikes. I mean, so far Kashin Koji's been a little pessimistic about like every scenario, but maybe you're right. Like, he is hiding a secret timeline where he doesn't want to tell Boruto yet.
He's definitely right to be pessimistic because he sees everything in the future, at least. So he knows what could go wrong. Or no, not what could, what did go wrong, right? So he definitely has the right to do that. But withholding information is never okay because it will always backfire. I've never seen it not backfire. Look at Amado, right? He withheld from Kashin Koji. This is not, you can't come back from this mission. You're not coming back. Whether Kashin Koji believed it or not, right? Because even Jigen, or I guess Ishiki, was like, oh, he didn't even tell you, huh? You're done. This is it. This is your fate, is to die here. Because he was talking about Jiraiya and irony. He died to somebody way stronger. Or, well, we don't know about Jiraiya and Pain, but, you know, he died to somebody. But,
right. I think it's a little interesting to note that for some reason, toads are, like, associated with predicting the future. I mean, I remember the Elder Toad, like, he was, like, he has a little bit of,
Hold on. I just remembered. You said Toad.
Yep.
Mugino. Right? So Mugino, he had a pet turtle that was fortune-telling. So these animal things, or like these animals are have some type of significance, is really prevalent. Like,
it's very Mugino prevalent.
Literally had a turtle that he was just walking around in the village before he went on the mission that later, you know, caused him his life. And he was just walking around, saw this shop, saw a little cute turtle with a in a terrarium, I think that's what they call it. And then he tries to touch it, and it just goes into his shell. And then he's like, "What? What's going on? I'm trying to pet you, right?" And then the shop owner, she just comes out and says, "Hey, but that's a bad sign. You know, that's a bad sign if they go into their shell." And then obviously we know what's going to happen because he's dead in the manga. But that's a bad sign. And then Konohamaru comes by, and the old lady tells Konohamaru that a friend of yours has got the shadow of death on him, basically, right? Like, he's something bad's about to happen to your friend. So Konohamaru goes to maybe see if he could change it, right? But clearly it didn't happen that way. He's still, something bad still happened to him. And yeah, so it reminded me of that with Kashin Koji, right? Kashin Koji telling people something bad could happen. They try to change it. From what we can tell, it doesn't look like it's worked yet, right? Because there's still the threat of Jura. There's still everything. Matter of fact, the first time we see it is when they appear, right? Jura was like, "We're too late. Retreat." So it isn't working. Whatever he's doing to get to whatever future he's in, it isn't working. Because of what? He's telling other people, right? In this case, he was telling Boruto. We didn't know yet, but he was telling Boruto. So that's probably why, not probably, that is why he's doing that, where he's withholding information. But I'm telling you, that doesn't work. I don't know what it is, but it just won't work. That's why Boruto fan feels like that. He's withholding information and stuff, like the percentages, right? What's the percent they get out of this, right? He said, I don't know about all that. Don't worry about it. Boruto's like, I told you. What's the percentage? Give me a number, boy. And he didn't want it. So whether it's that, you know, he's trying to get to a secret future, or he's doing that, what do they call that? That
timeline?
Phrase where, no. That phrase where you try your hardest to prevent something, and by doing so, it causes it to happen. I forget what that is, but that's very not typical or timey-wimey stuff, right?
It's like a time paradox or some shit.
It's some paradox, yeah.
Yeah.
But whether it's either of the two, I don't know, but I don't think he has any other motives, right? Like, what, to get back at Amato because he didn't tell him it was a no-return mission? That's the only thing.
Well, I was going to say, like, maybe Kashin Koji saw something really fucked up. Excuse my language, but maybe he saw something that's very disturbing, like a very dark, very bad, bleak future. I mean, maybe
that's what... Is it bad for everybody?
You're allowed to
everybody, swear. Everybody, I suppose.
So we're going to wrap up the Kashin Koji episode. Thanks to everyone for coming. Everyone who's here, make sure you check out www.boruto.club and tubebluevortex.com. Boruto Club is my new site where we have all of our community websites, including this podcast. And tubebluevortex.com is our community blog. If you want your theory posted or anything, tubebluevortex is where to go. And we also have the server there. And we're doing a huge giveaway. We're giving away Boruto Tubu Vortex Volume 1, the book, in Japanese. And we're giving away a Boruto plushie. So join the Tubu Vortex Discord to find more about that. Thanks to everyone who pulled up to the Kashin Koji episode. This was a very special episode. And I hope to see you guys in the next one. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.